And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning. This is Jimbo, and with us on Inside Central Oregon, I'm excited about this. We have Coach Chuck Jones, and Chuck is with the Oregon Lightning Arena League football team. Good morning.
Good morning. Blessing to be here.
Yo, it's great to have you here. I love your smile. I love your energy. Now, you guys are here, and talk a little bit about the team and how this team has evolved through the years and where you are now.
Well, so this is our first season. And you know, we started, as the Oregon Storm a few years ago. I was a player. I retired at 31, came in at 38 because I just needed something to do. And a coach I used to play for was like, "Hey, you still got something in the tank." And
love
I
was it.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Love
you
it.
Know? So it was a Storm for 2 years. Then I left. I got a job, in the last year's, the old league, and, that team didn't work out. So, I had a chance to get arena football going again in Oregon, and I was like, "Hey, how about Central Oregon?" I played for this team, the Oregon Storm, so we came up with the Oregon Lightning. I got with two of my friends who are locals here in the state, and came up with the Oregon Lightning, and now we're ready to play.
So how many guys did you bring to camp?
We brought 35 guys into camp. Had to cut them down to 24 after camp, so mm-hmm. you have to let 11 guys go, which is not my favorite part of the game.
That's the worst part.
Yes.
The worst part. So if you're not familiar with the game, tell us a little bit how the field setup is, because it's different than NFL.
Right. So it's a fast game, though. It's a really fast game. Some would even say faster than the NFL. But you have a 50-yard field with the end zones there. You got 60-yard field total. And then you have it 28 yards wide. Excuse me. You got the walls right there. So, you know, it's like playing football in a hockey arena without the ice, you know, but you still got the walls, you still got the big hits, and we can't fight. You know, you get a flag for that or kicked out.
Now, you have two great quarterbacks, and you've got Dalton Cole,
right,
who's from North Carolina, and you have Matthew Ioane, and Matthew's actually from the Portland area.
Yes, yes. He went to Camas High School, and, you know, we picked up Yanni. Matthew Yanni is
Yanni.
His name.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Matthew. I messed up your name. I knew I was going to do that.
Hey, no problem. You know, what's funny is my very last year, he came in as a rookie with the Storm. And, you know, we called him Lone for the whole year.
Oh my gosh.
And then, one of the coaches who coached him in high school was like, "No, his last name is Yanni, not Lone." And I'm like, "Why you let us call you Lone that whole time?" And he was like, "All right, you know what? I just didn't want to rough
I want to blend in." That's great. That's great. And so, what about your guys' defense?
Our defense is really, really good. It's headed up by Nicholas Brassel. He's out of Ole Miss University. He's a veteran, played in the CFL. He's a blessing to have. He's like a coach on the field. I mean, the guy is faster than ever. He's a great leader, and the boys love him, you know. So the big thing about football is having that camaraderie, especially on this level, because mm-hmm. you have all these individuals. Everybody has a goal to get to. This is a stepping stone for them to try to continue their career in the NFL,
right,
or wherever they get picked up. So to find guys that like each other and gel together and live together and work together, and it's no problems. It's really a blessing.
And it's a great avenue for these guys that want to make the big leagues.
Yes.
So in the off season, they can keep, you know, training and playing and hopefully get a tryout.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is provide the platform. They get the film, and we play right after the draft, basically. Well, usually. So now you got these coaches that just got done with the NFL. They just got done with their season. Super Bowl is over. So these guys are sitting around. They're watching TV, and they get to see some of these players. We get guys try out at the next level. When we get them there, it's their point. It's their time to try to make that team to earn a contract.
Give me a player on offense to watch if you're going to the game, and a player on defense.
Dalton Cole, starting quarterback. He's great. He played in Amarillo last year, played for two Texas teams, and he's just a killer out there, man. He's a field general. He's a super tough guy. And then on defense, we have a few. You got, like I said, Nicholas Brassel. He is a guy. We have Cam Hall, who played in the Fan Control Football League, where Johnny Manziel was in that league. And he's really great. He's a leader. We got two leaders on the defense, and then we got that quarterback running that offense, and man, we're a problem.
You're giving me goosebumps. I can't wait to see you guys play. So you guys play at the First Interstate Bank Arena at the Fairgrounds in Redmond. If you go to OregonLightning.com, you can get your tickets. And next game after this one is the Washington Wolfpack on April 25th. So, again, this is going to be great. If you've never seen this before, it's great to get involved. And like you said, it moves fast.
Yeah, really fast, man. It's a fast game. You get a couple seconds after the play to get that line back up and do it again, you know. So you typically have 120 plays, 130 plays, and it's a high-scoring game, you know. It's a great game to bring your family to. It's affordable. It's even cheaper than going to the movies nowadays. I mean, you get to see these professional athletes run around. You get to see them earlier in their. If they get picked up at the next level, you're like, hey, I've seen that guy play live.
And you told me this when we met initially, that you guys have a TV contract with CBS Sports for the Arena Bowl.
Right, right. So that's still in the works. Mm-hmm. But right now, we do have the TV contract with Vice Network, which is under the umbrella of A&E.
Right.
And then you also can watch the games on Evergreen Now, which is an app that's on the Fire Stick, the Roku, Vizio TV. So you can catch these games live nationally.
That's great. OregonLightning.com. Best of luck to you, Coach.
All right, thank you. And it's the OregonLightning.com.
The Oregon Lightning.
There
Chuck Jones, everybody.
All right.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.